We need to get that storm over here. Forget Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
We need that rain over here.
Over here.
Right here.
You hear that, Mother Nature?
Yeah,
over
right here. This is what we're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah. Now, this not a damaging storm.
No.
But, you know,
a rainmaker.
A rain dumping storm, yep. Please. Yeah.
It'll be called Lee if it's upgraded to a tropical storm.
Okay, now this is different from Katia, right?
Katia.
Now, where's I'm sorry.
That's in the Atlantic.
I know we talked about it, but
yeah.
That's in the Atlantic.
Yeah, and that
where's it headed?
Well, Bermuda, or it may head up north.
Who knows? All of them are headed to Bermuda.
Yeah,
you know?
But yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But I don't think that'll have anything to do
with
it.
So that's like an East Coast thing again, maybe.
Well, no. I'm not even going to make landfall.
Just stay in the ocean. Okay.
Continental U.S. So.
Okay, but Lee?
Come on, Lee. Right on over here.
We're pulling for you, Lee.
Dare you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
throw down the gauntlet. Yeah, all right. This is shocking.
Somebody's screaming down the hall.
That's Tucker.
Yeah,
what do you want?
Yeah,
he's like Louis, but more entertaining.
Well, I was going to say something nasty.
There was a soiree at the Bushatorium yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And.
So you were out there hobbing and nobbing, huh?
I was out there. Glad to say that Tucker was there representing the radio station.
Yeah.
In his tennis shoes and.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Jeans and shirt.
Yeah. So did you get to see the exhibit?
The good thing was that the ink was covered. The sleeve was long enough there. And that he didn't wear a name tag so that people knew where he was from. But aside from that, he behaved fine.
Yeah.
Applauded and laughed at all the right places when Mr. Downs was making comments. So,
good.
You know, did a fine job.
Good.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I did not go through the exhibit. It was open, but I was chatting with people instead.
I see.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, he was working the room.
Are you feeling well?
Yeah.
it was a small crowd. All right, let's see. Anyhow, so I know this will be shocking to you. The Commission for Wartime Contracting in Iraq and Afghanistan, which was established in 2008, unveiled its final report yesterday. It would appear that there could be $60 billion that's been lost to fraud and abuse in those two wars. I know you're shocked.
Oh, man.
I know you're shocked that that's the case. Oh, by the way, that might not be the end of it. The panel says that figure could grow as U.S. support for reconstruction projects winds down and Iraq and Afghanistan can't keep those schools and clinics and roads funded. So we may be back in to save the day again. Not with bullets, but with bucks. So, again, did you hear that part about the $60 billion that was lost through fraud and abuse? Yeah, we got to pay for that, too, all right? In addition to all the other plans that the boys and girls in D.C. have for us, it's $60 billion in fraud and abuse. I guess when it's not your money, you don't pay that much attention, right? Sometimes it just slips through the cracks. Well, I know things are going to be different in the Murphy house, and it'll be different in lots of houses across U.S. America, because today the Netflix folks changed their pricing structure.
Again?
What amounts to separation of the monthly DVD rental price.
Yeah. We already changed our plan. So.
And it's unlimited streaming plan. You can do one or the other for $7.99 a month, or both for $15.98. So, by the way, just because you signed up before the changeover, it doesn't matter. Your September bill is going to be $15.98 if you don't do anything. So, how did you opt there, Mr. Murphy?
We're just doing the streaming.
Okay. Now, but there'll be other people who'll be concerned about what do I do, what do I do, how do I save money, what should I do? And the one thing to think about is this.
Yeah.
A new government report, which came out yesterday, says that half of all U.S. Americans get a whole lot of their calories from sugar-sweetened drinks.
Ooh.
In what's described as the first nationwide analysis of sugary drink consumption. It was done by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now,
the fun police.
Yeah. Now, tell me what the chances would be that a government-funded Center for Disease Control and Prevention would look at the numbers and go, no, y'all are doing fine. I mean, they're going to find a problem no matter what. And I'm not saying they made up any numbers, because they didn't. You can see enough fat people out there to know that that's not true.
Scott, that's insensitive.
Okay. Enough obese people out there to know that that's true.
They may prefer to be referred to as under tall.
It could be under
<That's>
tall.
Right.
Yeah. In what is described as that first nationwide analysis, the CDC says half the population drinks a sugared beverage every day.
You know, the inherent flaw, at least on the surface, is what if someone does not drink carbonated sugar beverages, but they drink juice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Juice has a lot of sugar in it.
It does.
It's natural sugar, but it still has a lot of sugar in it.
And I don't know what I don't know if that how that falls in here. I'm not sure if that's added. Now, you know, I know I just don't drink anything that has sugar in it. But you know
that you know
the,
of
the diet. Right. Yeah, the diet beverage has chemicals in it. Is any better for you?
Oh yeah.
No, not much. And I'm like you. I drink a lot of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But men and boys consume nearly twice as many as women.
Twice.
And that's the biggest consumer.
That's almost three times. Yeah.
Yeah. Male teens, 70% consumed a sweetened beverage every day. The CDC also found that poor people drink more than twice as many sugary drinks as rich people. Blacks drink more than any other racial or ethnic group. Both blacks and Latinos consume more than whites. About 5% of people consumed more than 560 calories per day from these drinks. What's a canned soft drink have? Do we have any idea?
What how many calories?
Yeah, how many
220.
Calories? 220, so that means they're drinking at least two then. Current guidelines recommend 450 calories per week from sweetened drinks. And again, we got 5% of the people who are drinking 560 per day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now here we go. They do. They mention juice. The average can of sugared soda or juice has 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar. So I guess juice is considered to be part of this, which is interesting because, again, it's a natural sugar. But
sugar is sugar.
Yeah, and there's some health benefits that are there as well. But there you go. So we got that. So if you'll cut down on the sugary drinks, you'll be better able to afford the Netflix price increase.
We're trying to help out. We're trying to even it out for you.
Hello?
Yeah, I just looked. A can of real Coca-Cola has only got 140 calories in it.
Okay, good. So. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks for clarifying.
Go for more. I mean, keep slamming it back. That's what it's all about, right? Grocery spending while we're on food. You want to talk food again?
Oh, yeah. And spending, sure.
Yeah, well, and we talked a little bit about where people shop. We talked about that earlier this week. That Walmart and Target and Costco and Sam's starting to kind of bubble to the top there for grocery shopping for a lot of people. This is from the same study. It's the Elix Partners who did this. About 70% of consumers are making trips to buy groceries once a week. 50% planning to spend more on food in the year ahead, and about 40% expecting to spend roughly the same as they did this year. I don't see how. Chase and I were talking off the air the other day. I was telling him I used to buy a product that cost 50 cents. Well, it costs 57 cents now. You know what? Percentage-wise, that's a pretty good jump. And when you start looking at 10 or 12% increases in things, I think the other thing we discussed was coffee. And how
coffee prices have gone up tremendously.
Yeah, and the thing is, at what point you go, whoa, what? Hang on a second. And for everybody, it's a different level. I mean, it is a different level. And some people say, I'm going to continue to buy whatever. Cheetos, because I like them. I'm not going to buy generic cheese extruded product. I'm going to buy Cheetos, no matter what the price is, no matter how much it goes up. Sales and promotions impact the planning for 80% of the people out there, saying they look at that. And they take coupons into consideration when drawing up their shopping lists. 86% of the people they surveyed said they use a shopping list at least sometimes. Some of us do it because we're old and we'll forget.
I use a list almost every time I go.
I have to have a list.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, all of us are ED.
And
really,
you know, if there's only three things on the list.
Yeah.
And you forget the list, I'll only remember two of them.
Oh, sure. No,
there's always one you can't remember. Even if there's only three things on the list.
Sure.
That's,
it made me mad the other day because I left the list in the truck.
Oh.
Had the boy with me.
Oh, already. Man.
Did you make you go out and get it?
Yeah, I'm going to make a two-year-old cross out. And,
yeah. But you had to go back out there, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to go back out there because there were about six or seven things on there, and you can only imagine what kind of percentage rate I would have, percentage of return I would have gotten back. Oh, I see here you got one thing, but you managed to remember Cheese Whiz that wasn't on there. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Party treats. Yeah, we needed to do that. Yeah.
By the way, some queso. What can I say?
I just thought maybe you'd make it for me. And then I'm trying to find this story. I'd looked at this yesterday. We didn't have time to do it. That said, if people won the lottery, they continue to use grocery store coupons. I don't believe that. You know, I'm just saying that out front. I don't believe that if you hit
some
the lottery,
people might, you know.
Yeah, if you hit the lottery, that you'll be doing that again. I think you'll go ahead and. Well, maybe you'll let your people use the coupons.
Yeah.
If you're going out there, would you do that for me, please? I'd go ahead and use the coupons. That'd be fine. I want to repeat this maybe every day this week, just because I think it's that important. The fact that when Osama bin Laden was killed, there were 5,500 tweets per minute.
Yeah. And?
When Beyonce announced that she was pregnant, there were 8,800 per minute.
Duh, which one's more important?
My point exactly. Facebook jumping into the music game. You hear about this? CNBC quotes an insider familiar with the plans who says Facebook plans to launch its long-rumored music service at the F8 conference on September the 22nd. As iTunes gears up to launch its iTunes Match, which looks pretty good, and Spotify moving into the American way of life, Facebook plans to approach the market from a different angle. Now it seems likely that Facebook won't actually host the music, but will partner with others that do that. And apparently Mark Zuckerman is pretty keen on Spotify, so they may be the ones that you see over there on Facebook.
Zuckerberg, I believe. So.
Yeah, I said Zuckerman, didn't I? Zuckerberg. So I don't know. How do we think that works? Because I'm not a Facebook person. Uh-huh. I mean, what? You'll be able to go to Facebook and you'll play your music through there?
I'm sure.
Is that how we're going to do that?
Sure, they'll find a way.
Yeah.
If they start doing it like you know, this is always one of the things that irritated me about MySpace. I never had a MySpace page, but if you went to someone's MySpace page, then their music would load up and you could listen to whatever music they wanted you to hear. And yeah, it's just annoying. So.
Yeah. Can I go ahead and choose my own? Would that be all right?
Yeah, really.
Oh, but then that'd be like listening to a radio station that plays music, wouldn't it? Yeah.